Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to Full Rigor, a Florida true crime podcast. I'm your host, Karen Curtis. This week's episode makes me sick to my stomach.
The issue is we just got horrible people out there. And so always remember that there's just horrible people in this world. There's just people that are just hell-bent to do evil.
That's a Florida sheriff detailing a demonic murder and dismemberment of an Uber Eats driver who was making his last stop before heading home, which was just around the corner. Haskell County Sheriff Chris Noko says that there was no apparent connection between the victim and the suspect in this horrific murder of the Uber Eats driver in Holiday, Florida.
I'm not going to get into how gruesome this case was. There's no need to. This will live on for infamy. This family have to live with this. And so to them, our prayers are with you. To the forensics unit, the ME, everybody who was involved in this investigation, I want to thank them personally because it was a horrible scene for them out there for several days. It was tough. And for the neighborhood that had to have, you know, with us being out there, I know it's a lot on you too. So I just want to get that out there because these are just a gruesome case, and this is horrible. It's just one of those things you can never answer the why, and that's why I feel horrible for the family for.
The suspect turned out to be a piece of human excrement that was excreted from the state of Indiana into the state of Florida after he was expelled from their prison. Sheriff Noko says that the suspect is 30-year-old Oscar Solis. Noko described the crime as demonic and urged anyone with information to come forward. There was video of some children who were in the house an hour before the murder. Here's how it unfolded.
So our victim was an Uber Eats and DoorDash driver. I mean, you watch the video. He's a guy just like everybody else, just trying to make a living for his family. And on April 19th at 2:30 p.m., he had dropped his wife off, and he started doing his deliveries. His wife and him were communicating via text. At around 6:43, she sent him a text. He responds back and says, yeah, this is basically my last one. I'll be home soon. And he was right around the corner from their house. At 7:13, she sends a message, but there was no response back. So late April 19th into the 20th, she reports him missing. Our patrol goes out. They start doing an investigation. Wasn't a few hours later, they hand it off to the missing persons unit. Our missing persons unit then takes over the case. They actually, later that morning, our missing person unit reached out to Uber Eats, and they were able to provide us some information and his last known GPS coordinates. We posted this information on our social media, hospitals, fire rescue, FHP, databases. We kept reaching out to find out, you know, could he just been missing? Did something happen, you know, that was he in a crash? So we're just trying to figure those things out. The GPS showed that he had gone, his last known location was 3438 Moog Road, which is down Holiday. Detectives went to the house, walked around it. There was nothing really suspicious on out there. Nobody answered the door. And so there's actually a body of water across the street. They looked over there to see if maybe something happened. There was no evidence of anything going on. But we kept following up on leads. On April 21st, we actually go back to the house at 3438 Moog Road. At that time, we were able to make contact with the roommate of the suspect. The roommate was able to provide us video. And you can actually see the victim walking up to the house to deliver food, but the video cuts off at that point. That the following day, so that was the 19th when he delivered the food. You actually see on the following day, on the 20th, the suspect, Oscar Solis, was carrying trash bags with another individual, and you can see them carrying these trash bags around the side of the house. So our detectives did the right thing. They asked for permission to go through the trash bags, to go into trash bags. There was several of them, and unfortunately, what we found inside of some of those trash bags was human remains.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
and those remains turned out to belong to the victim. The sheriff declined to identify the victim, but an affidavit in the case identifies him as 59-year-old Randall William Cook. Here's his stepdaughter, Brittany Zoba.
This man murdered my stepdad, my mom's husband, for no reason. We don't know them. We don't know this guy.
And just so you get the full picture of the suspect, Mr. Solis, he's covered in tattoos and he is known to be affiliated with the MS-13 gang, a violent criminal gang with international ties to drug and human trafficking. The sheriff says his department gets a number of missing persons reports, but none of the cases have ended up this grisly.
I can imagine because the police shows, everybody thinks that our biggest calls for service are, you know, robberies, you know, homicides, all these. A lot of our calls for service are missing people. That's the majority. That's why we consistently post them out there. And so we tell people, hey, look, we're going to do everything we can because we know that somebody's loved one. Why do we have one of the largest canine units? It's because our dogs are consistently out there searching for missing people. Our bloodhounds, our Li-Fi dogs, our cadaver dogs, we're consistently out there looking. And so that's one of the biggest calls that I know we as a sheriff's office, that's one of our larger calls. I can imagine for all law enforcement, it's people go missing. And so how do you find them? What do we do? So that's why we take it extremely seriously. But as I go back to that point, it's never too early. From our standpoint as investigations, we will say, hey, look, these are the steps that we usually take. Whether somebody ran away, whether it's an adult, what we can and can't do. But at the same time, is we know that somebody's loved one. And so when it being somebody's loved one, it could be one of our loved ones. And so we take it extremely seriously, but we have our procedures in place. We have our plans in place. And so it could be that kid that ran away 100 times, or it could be that person that went missing the first time.
So after investigators found the trash bags, they also found the victim's wedding ring and car keys in the home in which Solis was living. Apparently, when he was let out of prison and put on parole, he never checked in with Florida authorities, so that he's, hey, a felon living in Florida on parole. And so they were able to arrest him on that charge until they could get all of the information and evidence together against him to charge him with murder. But they also found bags containing sweatpants, apparently belonging to Solis, which had been stuffed with the remains, as well as apparently bloodstained clothing and a shirt that appeared to be the victim's had several puncture marks in it, according to the court document. Now, investigators say they observed what appeared to be blood on the doorway to Solis's bedroom, as well as on the couch, sink, toilet, shower tiles, and on a mop, according to the complaint. The victim's car was finally found abandoned about a third of a mile from the suspect's home. And inside, a detective found a trash bag containing rags and paper towels appearing to be stained with blood, a delivery bag similar to the one the victim was seen carrying in the surveillance footage, and a time card with Solis's name on it. So that tied that evidence up with a nice big red bow. Apparently, there's no connection between the suspect and the victim, according to the sheriff. So when Solis was let out of prison in Indiana, apparently his dad unwittingly said, look, you can come down to Florida and live in the home that I'm renting with this other guy. And then the dad moved out. In fact, the dad is the one that ordered the Uber Eats for his son, Oscar, and had no idea what was going to go down there, that someone was going to end up dead. And Sheriff Noko has some advice for everyone who either orders food or delivers food or plans to meet somebody who's a stranger to buy something off the internet. Here are his tips for delivery drivers or just meeting up with strangers.
So tips for delivery drivers, I would say, you know, it's like anybody who's out there. If you're knocking on a stranger's door, you know, and I get this is the same thing also where people, they go online and they buy stuff from each other and they meet up. You know, for people who are buying stuff and meeting up at places, I'd say always meet well-lit place, a gas station, the middle of a gas station, meet there because there's cameras, there's people out there. If you're a delivery driver, if you don't feel comfortable, don't go. You know, we have body-worn cameras in law enforcement to protect ourselves and protect other people. If that's something you want to do is videotape everything going on. If you want to be on the phone with somebody while you're going up to that house, do that. There's nothing that stops you. You're in a public place. You can do what you want. But as I say, and that's the thing, it's not about the victims here. It's not blaming them, and I don't think you are, and I don't think anybody is. But the issue is we just got horrible people out there.
The sheriff didn't say exactly what happened because the video stops once Cook gets to the house and he's standing outside the door.
So that's the sad part is that when you watch the video and the detectives, it says part of the investigation, but when you watch that video, he's literally standing there just waiting and he probably was thinking to himself, am I at the right house? Because nobody was answering. But then the camera goes off. And that's, we don't have the video of him getting taken inside.
But it's assumed or believed that he was pulled into the house and murdered and then dismembered. So I'll keep you up to date on this story as our friend Oscar Solis makes his way through the Florida legal system, because as Sheriff Noko says, we don't mess around here in the state of Florida.
We couldn't answer the question why. What the relationship? There doesn't appear to be any relationship. All it appears is that there was a gentleman who was working, was doing his last delivery of the night, and this person killed him for no reason. And he took him away from his family. So please, if there's anybody out there, any other information, please provide it to us, get it to us. We're building up this case, we're working with the state attorney's office, but we're gonna ensure that in Florida there will be justice.
And just knowing she has to come home every day to her husband not there. They shared so many amazing memories together, but that's the only thing we can look up is just he wanted her to be happy. He doesn't want her to see her like this at all.
I got you thinking, don't I? You were going to order some Thai food tonight, were you? Well, just have them leave it out on the porch and keep the door locked until they're gone. It's just scary. This gang member was released from prison in January, and here we are already. He's apparently struck again. He's a violent guy. And fortunately, he's behind bars now. I'll bring you more on the story as I get the information. But that wraps up this episode of Full Rigor. Please check me out on Instagram at Full Rigor Podcast. Thanks for subscribing and downloading. And thanks for listening. Until next time.